Here are today's latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Simon Barlow. In the Daily Telegraph, an exclusive interview with Steve Bruce, and he's called for a festival of football when matches resume after the coronavirus pandemic subsides. He wants games played every day for a month in a bid to ensure the season ends before the next one starts. But the Newcastle boss, who was the first Premier League boss to speak out since the country was forced into lockdown by the pandemic, has warned players must not be rushed back into training before it's safe to do so just because the country needs a sporting distraction. Bruce is wary of the growing pressure on the Premier League to return as quickly as possible and claimed other managers are also concerned about the health implications of going back to the training ground prematurely. He said, "We have to try and get this season finished, whatever that takes." Well, Bruce has admitted that he's keen to make Danny Rose's loan move from Tottenham Hotspur into a permanent deal. The Newcastle manager was delighted to secure the England man's services back in January and will recommend his board step up and push for a full-time offer for the former Leeds United man. As reported earlier this week by the Newcastle Chronicle, Tottenham may have to drop their demands for Rose after asking for £20 million for his services in January. By the time that the new campaign does get underway, the left-back will have less than 12 months left on his contract with the capital club. Well, radio pundit Darren Bent believes that Rose's wages will prove the biggest stumbling block in any permanent transfer to St James's Park. He told Football Insider, "I think the wage thing will probably be the issue, the stumbling block. You have to think because of the wages, the size of the two clubs, you'd probably have to say that's the difficult one, the difficulty for Newcastle." And finally, Inter Milan are optimistic that the Magpies will make the deal for Valentino Lazaro into a permanent one. Lazaro, of course, scored his side's third goal in the FA Cup fifth round match between West Brom and Newcastle at the Hawthorns. And according to Italian outfit Tuttomercato Web, the Serie A giant is set to make a profit in the region of £7.3 million on the Austrian international. Lazaro made the switch to the San Siro last summer but struggled to impress former Chelsea boss Antonio Conte, making just four appearances before he was shipped out on loan to the North East in January. And that's it for now. More later.